You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Okay, welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. For the week ending, time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update. This is just single family residences, no condos, etc., and just through the multiple listing service. This is the 29th week of the year, ending July 21st, 2006. This is the 394th week I've done this update. Of the 16 closed escrows this week, three were equal to or greater than the asking price. We sold 16 this week, and we've been averaging 16.5 sales per week through the multiple listing service. One was greater than the asking price, listed for $755,000, sold for $765,000, $10,000 more. And then a couple were equal to, one at $1.4 million and one at $849,000. They were equal to. There was a winner for the biggest discrepancy in the asking price. It sold for $325,000 less than the original asking price. And it wasn't like a $20 million deal. It was less than, the original asking price was less than $1.4 million. So, missed the mark on that one. July 21st, 2006, the week ending, we had 29 new listings hit the books this week. 29 new listings. There was a low of $675,000 on Nectarine. I used to live on Orange around the corner when I was going to school at UCSB, Old Town Goleta. A high of the 29 new listings on Sandpoint Road, $7,750,000. Of the 29, 15 were under a million. And guess what 15 is? Well, that's the median number of 29. You add 1 to 29 to divide by 2. That's how you get the median number. So I think that's the first time this happened. So therefore, the median price of the 29 new listings is under $1 million, $995,000. We actually almost did it a second time here on the sold listings today. Second category, 24 lucky people opened escrow for the week ending July 21st, 2006. A low of $650,000 on De La Vina, a high of $5,550,000 on Picacho. 9 of the 24 under $1 million. The median price, $1,223,000. One of the ones that opened escrow had 8 offers on it, priced below asking, below market. And one successful person got it and one backup offer. Price it, as Matt Luzes used to say, price it right, it'll sell. Third and final category, 16 even luckier people closed escrow on their single family homes, again, not condos, and just through the multiple listing service for the week ending July 21st, 2006. A low of the 16 closed escrows was $709,000 on Sycamore Canyon Road, a high of $3,320,000 on Santa Barbara Street, the Upper East. That was a beautiful home. 7 of the 16 were under $1 million, and the median price for those 16 closed escrows just over a million at $1,047,000. The active inventory as of July 21st, 637 active listings listed for sale, single family residences. Yes, some of those are in escrow. Compared to last year, 421 listings. Today, 637 listings. If you don't think we have a lot on the market, if you don't think that the market has shifted, that's one indication. I mentioned we were closing about 16.6 sales per week this year on single family, and last year we were closing 20.92, almost 21. So when I looked at the first 6 months of the year, what's the percentage? We were down 20% on the number of sales from last year through the first 6 months, down 20%. And the median price we already discussed at $1,240,000 year to date through week 29. Last year was $1,262,000. So that's a bit drop there. But the number of sales is a little more startling. I mentioned last week when I looked at condos that for the first 6 months of the year, they were down actually a big number on the number of sales, that down 34%. So even more on the number of sales from the first 6 months of 2006 to compared to 2005, 34% fewer sales in condos. But the median sales price was actually up 0.4% of what's selling on the condos. And that's all she wrote. Under $1 million, real quickly, 170 listings are available under $1 million single family compared to last year at this time, 76. It's well over 100% increase in the listings available under $1 million. We're at the end of the show. Thanks for listening and listing, although I do encourage you to invest in real estate. Remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, your local Coldwell Banker realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, or call me after the program at my Santa Barbara office at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. If you want to buy or sell a property, or if you have any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question.
Eventually.